let's play. Friday morning fake news for you. Oh, if only there were more news stories that were not true.
Yeah, that really would lend something to life in the new millennium, would it not?
But one of these does fit that bill. Friday morning fake news, four-pack of passes, four-pack of tickets, man, to see your Texas Rangers. A week from tonight, Globe Life Field beat the ever-living pine tar out of the Chicago White Sox. Unless the Pope is there. And they may go a little easier on him. But nonetheless, we want to put you there if you can tell us of the next three news stories. Which one is not like the others and is not factually correct? The other two, very much sometimes sadly, are. You tell us which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921, and you are set for your Texas Rangers. Are we prepared with a news story?
Yes, sir.
Here we are for story
number one.
Number one.
You know, everything is really expensive in life right now, and it's not cheap to sit around in rosé all day. One mom took matters into her own hands by taking over a Target restaurant. Or, pardon me, restroom with a Pinot Grigio wine cube, queso, tortilla chips, then locked the door. Management got a clue when customers complained they could not get in to the party. Unfortunately, her DIY Target soiree left her with a new unique accessory, a shiny pair of handcuffs.
Story
number two.
Are you fed up with doing what the boss wants from 9 to 5? Well, you're not alone, and rest assured, there is a cure for all this. That is called ghost working. Resume Now reports that over half of us are not actually towing the company line. We're sitting around typing nonsense, faking going to meetings, and even using our time on the clock to edit resumes, find a new job, or attend interviews with the competition.
And then, finally, story
number three.
You know, kids tend to do everything that their parents do, from how they eat, what sports they play, how well they do in school, and, of course, how they look. But has mommy gone overboard with the Botox? A new survey shows that over half of American parents say kids from 13 to 17 should only get non-surgical cosmetic procedures for, quote, valid reasons. About 1 in 5 say it can be for any reason at all.
And there you go. Which one, though, is the fake news story? Is it story number one, the woman that holed herself up inside of a Target restroom and had herself a little party?
Best party.
Let's go, Larry.
Story number two, the new trend and act of ghost working. But is that new? Those that fake it until, well, they don't make it anything. They don't make
it. I know. That's not how you win in life.
Just air typing. Or is it story number three, half of parents of those aged 13 through 17 say non-surgical procedures are not the way to go?
No, they say they say it's fine.
Oh, they say Botox. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they think it's necessary.
Go 20, for it.
20% say any reason at all do.
Kind of makes you want to hold up inside of a Target bathroom, doesn't it?
I know.
First contestant on Friday morning fake news, Yellow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good deal. Who's this? Where are you at?
Brandon from Alvarado.
Brandon. Oh, are you being paged right now?
No, that was a radar detector.
Oh, hey now.
He's got a bigger name on another line.
All right, we got a brown wrapper right over there in Alvarado. You want to steer clear of that?
Very convoy.
See, we do traffic reports like nobody else on this show. That's amazing. Brandon, very good. What are you doing besides evading the law?
I'm not evading.
It's not getting caught.
You want to be on the record.
Perfectly legal.
All right, very good. Well, you keep your news story to yourself. That's fine. But you tell us, because you're first up here, 1, 2, or 3, which is the fake news story? What say you, Brandon?
I'm going to say 3.
Half of the parents, 13 to 17, the throes of teendom right there,
mm-hmm.
say that, go for it. Botox, rock yourself out.
It's true.
Bollocks.
Valid reasons only. Because, being young and cute isn't enough anymore.
Okay.
Things.
Should I get Botox? Would that even do with money?
Yeah. Well, that's another story for another day.
I don't know.
That's a different
I'm wondering
project.
Now if I should get it. Brandon, should you get Botox? We should get Botox together. We could be Botox buddies. That'd be fun. Maybe that's how we bring Trump and Elon back together. Let's just go Botox it up. Help with that black eye of his and all that. All right.
Sorry, Brandon.
We appreciate your
show. All right.
All right. And,
thank you. And
be careful down there.
We love
the next
you very
exit,
much.
There's probably another one behind a billboard waiting.
Yeah, there he is.
No, he knows. He knows. All right,
it's Alvarado.
Be safe. Good morning. You're next up here. Friday morning fake news.
Oh, really?
Who's this? Yes. Who is this?
Oh,
really?
All right.
Where are you at?
This is Haslett.
In Haslett? You said Dana? Is that right?
Yes, Dana. Yes.
All right. There's only Zool. But hi, Dana. How are you?
Oh,
very
fine,
good.
Fine.
What are you doing this morning? Are you also evading authorities and law enforcement?
Not today.
Okay.
No.
There's plenty of time for that. It's not the weekend yet.
Right. I'm waiting on contractors this morning.
Oh, yeah. You may be there a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, no rush.
They'll be there between the hours of whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Contract you okay. to be the next. Now, Brandon picked three. That was a true story. So we're down to one or two, which is the fake news story.
Okay. So the Target one was the first story.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct.
And then the second one was...
the ghost working.
I'm going to say, you know, all of them can be very real.
That's the problem with this segment, we've realized.
And life in general.
It's the game show that you leave feeling worse. Weird.
You're welcome.
Weird twist of things here.
I'm gonna say number one.
Number one, safe. The lady that holed herself up there in the Target restroom and just rocked.
Had a big wine party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right.
Oh,
it is lucrative, however, but. There was another man that took over a Walmart restroom with beer and canned tuna. So,
well, I mean,
maybe some inspo.
Who hasn't been there?
Yeah.
Literally, I was there. I mean, that was...
Maybe she had a charcuterie board and was all ready for that scene.
As they say, when
they
in Rome.
They sell Lunchables.
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Or Walmart.
Wine and cheese.
So ghost working, that's not a new trend. Those that fake like they're working, this is as age as old as time.
I mean, but like attending interviews on the job.
Yet another reason I don't go to the third floor.
I was going
to
say, that's a...
And we have ghosts in the building.
Oh, you actually remind me of that.
Very nice. Okay. You're going, Dana, to your Texas Rangers.
Yeah. Rangers, Texas, Rangers, Texas, Rangers.
Woo.
Yeah, there you go.
She's got spirit.
That would even convert the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. That's Friday morning fake news.
All righty.